BerkeyBerkey.com today.
Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney. Once again, a college campus that was rocked by gunfire in 07, Virginia Tech feels that creepy feeling again. This time they're on lockdown. This time they get three text messages if they were students at Virginia Tech to stay away. One police officer was shot. This was during a traffic stop. Very sad, an Army vet and a father of five. Not since Sun Wee Cho blew apart that campus and killed so many have they relived the nightmare as much as they did in this one day in December. Here's the sounds of one student, Natalie Leak, and what it was like for her. We'll try to get that to you, but anyway, we have some of the sounds of Virginia Tech. A lot of people hysterical, a lot of people were shaken up again, but the key thing is that the systems worked, the security systems were in place this time, so though it had that feeling for many of what it was like in 07, it was different this time. Because of some of the systems, and so the question is, the systems, did they work? Certainly not for the officer, I mean, so awful, this police officer who was at a campus parking lot and who was cruising and then was stopped, and then the gunman shot himself not too long after that. So this was 5 years after, nearly 5 years after the scene of one of the deadliest shooting rampages in our history. There's a second victim in the shooting was, you know, that's what we kept hearing during the day. There was a second victim, and automatically your head went to, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Is this happening again? But the shooter who ran on foot toward that parking lot ended up shooting himself. It looked like there was somebody else that they said was suspicious, but by the time, you know, they had gotten there, it turned out it was the guy with the gun. As soon as they heard the gunshots on campus, the students were placed on lockdown in Montgomery County nearby as well. And so the good news is that happened, and it didn't turn out like it did 5 years ago when 32 students were killed, 32 students and faculty members were killed before the suicide of Sun Wee Cho. But it certainly had that repeat feeling this time a little bit different. And coming up, we'll let you hear what some of that sounded like. As I said, you know, there were people that were shrieking and there were people that were upset, but the good news is that they were able to get to campus. The campus police were able to scurry and get to where the gunshots were as fast as they could, as well as the local police. All right, we move from that to the former governor of New Jersey and what has happened now with John Corzine, the former senator, too, because remember, he's had a long political history with New Jersey. He's insisting that he had no idea what happened to $1.2 billion in missing investors' money, the collapse, basically, of the MF Global Fund. And he said it was just chaotic and there was a frenzy of transactions. And it was very strange because it was his testimony that was so strange before Congress. This was his first public appearance and remarks on the bankruptcy since he resigned as CEO on November 3rd. So as I always say on America Tonight, we talk about the buzz in your backyard. And besides Virginia Tech, a lot of people were talking about this. Why? Because what's going on with Corzine? Saying he has no idea where these people's money the where the money is. And some of them, hundreds of thousands of dollars dumped there, and they get nothing in return. Corazine said that he accepts responsibility for the firm's risky bets and said that the customers lost his way on his mind every day, every hour. Yeah, right. You know the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. He apologized personally, and he apologized to the customers, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, talked about he's bearing the brunt of the bankruptcy. But how could it be these transactions in the final days? And what, they were operational errors is what he was trying to sort of throw it on? So what happened to the money that should have been in that fund? And all he kept saying is, like Bambi, like a deer in the headlights, I simply do not know where the money is or why the accounts have not been reconciled to date. He says the company filed for bankruptcy protection, everybody knows that, at the end of October. And, of course, they made bets on the European government debt, and the collapse was the eighth largest bankruptcy in history. Because we're all so focused on so many other things, I mean, here we go again. In the history of our country, eighth largest bankruptcy. Now, the other thing that an attorney was quick to point out, because, of course, they're worried about this lawsuits and everything else, that they're going to fully be committed to returning the money to the customers as quickly as they can. Really? Where were they getting the money from? The same place where they lost it? Under their mattresses? I mean, come on. And he seemed to me like he was just kind of wild-eyed. I've never seen John Corazine, who's made a ton of money in his life, who had the power in the Senate and as a governor of New Jersey, look like he was almost, I don't know, panic-stricken, sort of. And he said they only made high-stake bets. Picture this, you're investing in this. They only made high-stake bets after discussions with company execs who traded that debt long before he had gotten there. Are you kidding? They thought that was a good bet. Thought it was a good bet. But he, at least he didn't do the Fifth Amendment thing. He didn't take the Fifth. He didn't take the Fifth. And so he answered questions, but he seemed, to me, it seemed disingenuous. Chaotic days, last hours, oh, I don't know where the money went, poof, into thin air, geez, the eighth largest in the history of the country, the money drying up when he got there, blah, 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 because of high-tech brokerages and bad beats and whatever else that he had to say. But I think he's going to really get beaten up through this. Forget public office again, although I don't think that's what he is interested in doing. But there's a bunch of class action lawsuits that have been filed against Corazine and three others, and I think they're going to take them to the mat on this. The bankruptcy court is consolidating the suits, and, of course, they're accusing the firm and the leaders of making false statements about what their cash balances were. Kind of like, although a different kind of scheme, but kind of like Bernie Madoff. Don't worry, the money's there. All right, coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, other things that happened on the day, like the tug of war on the Hill over the payroll tax cut extensions. And we'll set the table for you what's coming up the rest of the hour here on America Tonight. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The farmers, some of the ranchers, and very, very small business owners were watching their money poof go into thin air thanks to John Corzine and the rest from MF Global, you know, money that they scraped together to dump into their fund. While that was going on, I mentioned as soon as we cracked open the mic at the top of the hour, the big story earlier in the day was the fact that a cop was killed by a nut with a gun at Virginia Tech. And boy, did it send off the alarm bells. Everybody was scrambling. And the good news is the students reacted to the reports of the shooting immediately. That whole idea of lockdown, as much as you can lock down a campus, because everybody's on those devices, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, a smartphone, whatever it is. They got the message clearly to stay away from the school. Here was one girl's reaction, you know, when she heard what was going on, and then somebody else's reaction to what had also been taking place when they read the texts and figured out what had happened and the fact that it kind of really shook up the student body.
You know, when I got that first text message, I was hysterical. I, you know, called my mom. I was really upset. Just the fact that this is happening to the Virginia Tech community, again, is a tragedy.
Been sending text messages back and forth. We don't really know which ones are true and which ones aren't. It's just been kind of crazy. We're all kind of shaken up.
Yeah, and who can blame these kids? Most of them wouldn't have been there because it's been a little over 5 years unless they're in that longer student program or their master's students or whatnot, or faculty members, of course, would remember what had happened. It seems like it wasn't that long ago. 2007 is what we're talking about. And, of course, I mentioned how many people were killed then. It was like reliving a nightmare for some, but the good news is they got the word out. So that system did work. And most of the students, I saw some video of the kids, said when they were asked, geez, Virginia Tech, did you ever think about going here, that this could happen again? And all of them said, of course, it could happen anywhere, that they love Virginia Tech, and they don't feel as though that had anything to do with it whatsoever. It was just probably some lone gunman, some crazy odd thing. But at least the security system that was in place, the best they could do as far as a lockdown is concerned, worked. They could exhale. But not for that family of that police officer. That was just awful, because here he was a father of five. All right, let's talk about Eric Holder. While Corzine was getting grilled, Eric Holder, of course, was dancing around as well, talking about Fast and Furious, the gun running op that has us all seeing red, because I still don't understand, sorry, why Holder, one, hasn't been pushed into resigning, hasn't been let go. I've said this before. I said this 2.5 years ago before this operation came to light, and then he says he doesn't know what's happening. I would have dumped Holder. I think he's a liability for Obama. So he testified on the Hill as this congressional investigation is getting bigger, and he said, you know, the gun-walking tactic that was used is inexcusable and unacceptable and whatnot, because frankly, everybody that's part of this panel that's investigating, they're all saying Holder has to go. But he's denying that anybody in the Justice Department on the higher-up level played any role in Fast and Furious, and that it was an abomination, it would never happen again, but they were not involved. He used the word they. The vague they crowd were not involved with making this thing happen. He was removed from that, is sorry that it happened. And then he had an interesting thing to say, that, of course, they're still showing up. Take a listen.
We are dedicated to pursuing justice on his behalf. The department is also working to answer questions that the Terry family has raised, including whether and how firearms connected to Fast and Furious end up with Mexican drug cartels. Although the department has taken steps to ensure that such tactics are never used again, it is an unfortunate reality that we will continue to feel the effects of this flawed operation for years to come. Guns lost during this operation will continue to show up at crime scenes on both sides of the border.
All right, what do you think? Should Holder go? I can almost gauge what this audience is going to say. Because of the tape of him talking about it, or talking round about it a couple of years ago, because of the memos where clearly he was told about the operation, I don't understand. It seems like the dots can be connected pretty easily. Of course, I have not seen the memos. I've just heard of the memos. But it seems to me that maybe he's just not there. He's not in the spider web tight enough or something, because certainly, at least in this investigation, they're going for the jugular. But the Obama administration, and Holder himself says it's just politics that they're playing here, and that he didn't know, that the Justice Department higher ups didn't know. But I am just not buying what they're selling. And what you heard there in the beginning, too, talking about Brian Terry, the poor Border Patrol agent that was slaughtered with the guns that were part of Operation Fast and Furious. And I still think that if for no other reason, if I were the president, of course, he likes Holder and is tight with Holder and is defending him when things like this come up. I would have let him go. I would have let him go, because I think there's too much taint on him. He's been tainted for sure. And I believe that there is a couple of roads that lead to Eric Holder. And so, okay, Fast and Furious, there are still guns that are out there floating around, so who knows where they pop up in some situation in the United States and some situation in Mexico. So we're not done with all of those guns in what was the bonehead idea, I think, of the last 5 years of that Department. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have some great people that we're going to talk to, including Tracy Evers at the tail end of the show. You'll be interested in what she has to say. In fact, it's a program that's taking place all over the country, at-risk kids in high schools, juniors and seniors, who sign up for a culinary program where they're taught to make all kinds of different food, and often this is now leading to a career path, jobs, after-school jobs in kitchens and restaurants, and some go on to get scholarships as they compete at a state level and nationally, too. And some of the schools with these kids working on these projects have opened up little cafes where the public can go and taste their omelets or their burgers or whatever is on the menu. But what a great idea, and it's starting to raise a lot of eyebrows. People are paying attention to the program, so we'll talk with her. Also, Buddha is back. Each and every week he comes on the show to size up what's happening in the NFL. Now, why you might want to pay attention to this is because Nail the Score is coming up in our third hour. And if you've just tuned in and you have no idea what Nail the Score is, randomly, a game of the week in the NFL is chosen by our super, super, super big computer at the mothership. And once we have the game, you call in, you tell us who you think is going to win of the two teams, and what do you think the final score is going to be? Could it be easier? It truly is like that guy that sits there with the lottery numbers and is circling in a couple of them. And then, of course, he throws in the quick pick because that's easier, isn't it? But you fill in the boxes and then turn them in. Of course, you don't have to pay any money here. You get bragging rights. And you'd get a whole bunch of loot from ATN. The closet has been filling up. We have a lot of stuff in the closet, so maybe you'll help clean that out. We sure would love to have a winner. We've had one in the past. It's very, very rare, though. Chris in Connecticut was our last winner last time around, so maybe you could be the winner this very next time. Also, a quick update on the Christmas tree wars. Fake or real? Which are you? Do you insist, like I do, in having a real tree? The smell of the tree, supporting Christmas tree farmers. I did it. I'm going to post it on Facebook. You can link to our Facebook if you go to americatonight.net. And the tree that I got was from a Christmas tree farm in Michigan. It was a Douglas fir. It didn't cost an arm and a leg. It was a full, beautiful tree. The guy was great, wrapped it up, did the whole thing. It was not a big deal to stick it in the stand. And voila, it smells like Christmas. But this audience, you're killing me. Overwhelmingly, you like the fake stuff. So far, now it's up to 39 liking fake versus the 19 who are on board with the real trees. Stay tuned. Buddha next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's that time where we get to nail the score a little bit later in the show, but first some inside scoop from the Buddha, PickNation.com. Steve Budin joins us each and every week here during the football season and other times too, but we really love our football. Hey Buddha, how are you doing?
Good, 10-4 last week on the show, so looking to bring that momentum forward now this week. Can't live in the past, but it was a good showing.
Yeah, no kidding. One thing that really stood out that you said look for Arizona and to maybe pull up the win over the Cowboys because they always play them tough like that, and sure enough, they got the win.
Well, you know, in football, motivation goes a long way. When you get a team that's motivated, they can play a lot better than their schedule would indicate. And I think that when the Cowboys come to Arizona and the players from Arizona see all those Cowboy fans in the stands, it motivates them to do better. And they always have a good showing at home against the Cowboys.
Yeah. Let's roll into the Texans and the Bengals. Cincinnati by 3. Is this tempting or no?
Well, look, obviously T.J. Yates so far so good. This is going to be a little bit tougher of a challenge for him. Obviously, the Bengals' defense is impressive. Look, at the end of the day, the Bengals are coming off 2 back-to-back losses versus the Steelers and the Ravens. I think Houston will seem like second gear compared to those teams. I'm going to go with Cincy here in what I think is a must-win for them.
Yeah. Vikings and the Lions, Vikings 2-10, you've watched them, obviously. And the Lions were roaring, but now they've had a few losses at 7-5. Do they pick up their 8th?
Right, so that's the question that most people are asking is, have the Lions lost their luster? But I think they just hit 2 offensive powerhouses in the last 2 weeks with the Saints and the Packers, and there are not many teams in the league that can beat those two. So look, Mitty is not going to be able to put up points and hang with Detroit. That's the bottom line. So we go with the Lions -7.5. This one's easy.
Yeah. All right, Saints and the Titans. Is this one easy?
Well, I know Chris Johnson's back, and Tennessee is potentially playoff bound, but are you kidding me? Here comes Rodney Dangerfield, special of the week, because Drew Brees, let me tell you something, he's getting no respect here. Only a 3.5-point favorite, and I know that the rap on New Orleans is that they don't play well away from the dome, but look, they're a veteran team with a veteran quarterback who knows damn well that they don't want these lackluster wins going into the playoffs. They want to keep the octane on high. They'll come in guns blazing, and Tennessee will go down. New Orleans gets the win and the cover. Lay the 3.5.
Yeah. This game, I don't know. I might stay away from this one. Miami's favored by 3. The Eagles, they should be the flea bags. The Eagles taking on the Dolphins.
Well, you have a good gut instinct to have caution here, because obviously the Dolphins have covered 6 straight games. They're 1 point away from the Cowboys of having won their last 6 games outright, but they have covered them. And the Eagles have gone from bad to worse. But what I think we're seeing here is the benefit of a line where you have the better team, Philadelphia, getting 3 points in Miami, a game that would more likely be pick'em. Or Philly favorite, obviously, by 3. Had situations gone differently for Philly. They get Michael Vick back. I think they'll rally behind that. I think they'll look to show up and make an argument that there's still a reason to count them in for next season and keep everybody there, keep everybody together. I'm going to go with the Eagles here and the upset plus the 3 points.
Ooh, all right, I like it. The Jets, and the Chiefs hosting this one. New York?
Yeah, I mean, call me crazy again. I went with the Chiefs under last week against the Bears. That one, they were still playing, and it'd still be under. I'm going to continue to ride this KC defense that really looked good against Pittsburgh, really looked good last week. Jets defense, obviously we don't have to discuss that. They are one of the best defenses in the league. I just don't see how they get to 36.5 points here. It's a field goal set and an easy under.
Easy under. I like that. I just circled that. The Redskins are hosting the Patriots. New England is favored by 9.
Yeah, and look, we talk about it on the show every week. To me, the Redskins are just pure garbage. New England continues to score with ease, but the real story is Bill Belichick. When you're going to get the defense together, my man? I mean, it's been 3 years now. You're supposed to be the defensive guru. It seems like ever since they took away those little extra films that you had on everybody's practice, things have gone south for your defense. And I'm just saying that's what it looks like from here. I'm going with the over here because New England scores and they get scored on. 48 points will come too quickly. We'll go over to 48.
All right, over. The Panthers are hosting the Falcons, and it's like my husband said to me, hey, what's the deal on Cam Newton? His stats are off the charts, and, of course, the Panthers are 4-8. You saw what happened with the Falcons last week. What do you think happens here?
Yeah, I really was disappointed in the Falcons last week, and they really proved to me that they're just not a team that should play on the road. Cam Newton shows that he's fearless and willing to go up against the best of them and score with the best of them. He wants to win and win now. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the personnel around him to back up his bravado, but you got to love him in the stat department. And if you've watched him, he's just a great quarterback, and I think in a few years he'll be the best quarterback in the league. I'm going with Carolina here. I think they play well at home. It may come down to the last possession, but I think they get to win. I would call up Geico, get a little insurance, buy the extra 0.5 point.
I like that, call up Geico. Okay, the Pirates are on the road, the Buccaneers. They're right. Taking on Jacksonville. Tampa Bay is favored by a couple in this game. What do you think?
Yeah, for Tampa Bay, they've had the worst schedule out of any team. They've been out of the country, zigzagging across the country. Now they're in Jacksonville. At least it's close enough to home, coming off the home loss last week. Jacksonville, they're going to score 12.5 points. That's about what they score in every game. So you really got to ask yourself, do you think Tampa Bay will score more than 12? I think they will. I'm going to take Tampa Bay here to finally get a win. Minus what I'm looking at, it looks like one point right now.
All right, Tampa Bay. Ravens host that powerhouse team, the 0-12 Colts.
Right. So was it a resurgence of the Colts offense last week, or just more proof of what we said before, that the New England defense is softer than the Charmin? It's probably the latter. Baltimore does not have that problem. They are tough on D. I think that Indy will score about 3 points in this game, making 16.5 probably a line that I would want to lay. I'm going to lay the 16.5, lay the big wood with the Ravens.
All right, the Ravens. The Broncos, Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
He's the savior in Denver. Nobody can stop talking about him except for John Elway. He doesn't look like he's enjoying it.
John Elway does the Botox smile where, like, you can barely force the smile into the clap. It's unbelievable. And I talk about it on your show every week. It seems like, you know, I've been riding the Tebow train the entire time. And like I told you, he's only getting better now because they built an offensive system around him that plays to his strengths.
Yeah.
I mean, where are we in the country when a guy can score a touchdown, shoot himself in the leg to mock another player who shot himself, and everybody thinks that's just dandy? But when this guy gets on a knee and gives the glory to God, somehow that's offensive.
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, I have a son. He's 9 years old. Who do you think I want him to emulate? Who do you think I want him to be like? I want him to be like Tim Tebow. So
yeah,
there's an obvious reason why the nation is watching this guy. It's because he's pulling it off, and everybody's rooting for him. Can he beat the elite teams, the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's? Can he beat the squads that can light it up? And the Ben Roethlisbergers, no. But nobody can. He can beat everybody else. That's what he's doing. He's going to run the table. He'll win the rest of the games. They'll say it was because of the scheduling. And it'll be an interesting thing because in Denver right now, the most popular quarterback is Tim Tebow, not John Elway. And maybe that's why Elway won't smile. But I think Elway's actually all right. He knows it took him 13 years to win a Super Bowl. He'll give Tebow his time. I'm going to take Denver here, minus the 3.5 against a Chicago team that, let's face it, no quarterback. You know, Cutler's out. Forte is out. This team is a shell. I can't understand why this line's 3.5. Maybe they know something I don't, but I'm going with Denver.
All right, I like it. Denver. This one would be interesting. The Packers, do they finally get their first loss against the Raiders? I don't think so, but Green Bay is favored by 12. We care about the numbers. What do you say?
Well, that's the thing is I would have said maybe they would have had a chance to lose this game, but coming off of the near loss against the Giants last week, I think that that's their wake-up call. I wouldn't want to be Oakland going into Green Bay this week with a Green Bay team that realizes that, hey, you know, we don't just get to show up to games now. We actually have to play and win these suckers. I think that they come in refocused, regroup, and ready again to look like the machine that they are. I'm not going to go away from Green Bay at this point of the season. Still too much bankroll to do that. I'm laying the big wood with the Pack.
All right, the Pack, the Giants and the Cowboys. What happens in this game? The Cowboys are hosting.
Cowboys stink in Denver. This one's so easy. If you can just for a second realize that although no loss is good in the NFL, the Giants got to be feeling real good about themselves right now, the way they played against Green Bay. And their defense knows that they can take you down. And at the end of the day, the Cowboys, look, obviously they got burned by their coach last week with a bonehead move. But that's just the way that this Cowboys team goes in December historically. Tony Romo goes from clutch to choke. We've seen it time and time again. Won't be any different this week. I'm going with Big Blue.
Big Blue. I'm going with Big Blue, too, and laying down some big dough. No, I'm kidding. Steve Fudin from PickNation.com. Thanks so much.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and the nooks and crannies in between. Time for another It's Your Business. We've really introduced you to some fascinating people, I think, this entire year. Wait till you hear this next story. Tracy Evers is in the wings in our virtual green room. I think we ran out of latte, unfortunately for her, but Tracy is with the Greater Dallas Restaurant Association. They have an incredible program. It's one of the coolest things I've ever heard as far as high school deals. And it is high school kids we're talking about. They sponsor it. It's called Pro Start. And there's like 40 schools in Dallas, I think, that are involved in this. And wait till you hear about what they do. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Great, Kate. How are you doing?
Tell me about, first of all, let's explain Pro Start and the fact that, you know, I'll set this up a little bit. Now it's become... You're like a rock star, I guess, if you cook, whether it's Mario Batali or any of the slew of people that have cooking shows on, it seems like, almost every network. So you're with the Restaurant Association. You guys found a way to help high school kids, and it involves cooking. So explain to the listeners what you do.
Well, you know, what we found out was, and ProStart is actually a national program. In my area in Dallas, we have tons of high schools that are part of the program, but this is all over the country. And so what happened was, what we saw was, you know, the kids were just watching, like, the Food Network, and especially in Dallas, our restaurants, our chefs here are truly the celebrities of our city.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids were all going, oh, my God, you know, I want to be a chef. I want to work in a restaurant. And so... We, along with the National Restaurant Association, and all these other, you know, state restaurant associations put together a curriculum that addresses and teaches these kids culinary skills as well as restaurant management skills. So they're coming out of these programs, out of high school. They can work in kitchens. I mean, they can work almost at a sous chef level, assistant manager level. I mean, they're very skilled and they're ready for, I mean, they've got great life skills, but they're mm-hmm. also being, a lot of these kids are going on to culinary schools and restaurant and hotel management schools. And we're just paving the way for them for whatever direction they want to go in their life.
How cool is that? And have you, you've seen it firsthand. So there has to be some amazing stories of transformations where, you know, maybe kids felt a little bit down and out and now they have something to pursue. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What, you know, personally, what I've seen just in the Dallas area, every year, you know, a new batch of kids comes along, and so the teachers have all these new stories to tell. And, you know, one of our teachers was telling me, you know, there's a student in my class who got into my program because he's homeless. He wanted to learn how to cook. Mm. He's got brothers and sisters that he needs to help out, and so he's learning how to cook. He's learning job skills and life skills. And trying to pave a way for him and his family, you know, to get out of the situation that they're in. But the bigger thing is, and the really cool thing is, this program keeps kids in school that might not normally have stayed in school. You know how big the dropout rate is in
sure.
a lot of, you know, districts. This program gets kids excited, gets them interested, keeps them motivated. They stay in school. You know, a lot of the at-risk kids will find a way into this program and stay in school and then, you know, go on to college or go on to a, you know, community college and get their associate's degree in culinary. And then, you know, their life just takes off.
Yeah, and you have, just even in Dallas, as you say, across the country, this is working in a lot of places. But just in Dallas, you've got a mentoring program. You have scholarships. The scholarships,
right.
Is that for college or other culinary schools, or how does that work?
Well, the cool thing is, about, I would say, 6 or 7 years ago, our association said, you know, what's our DNA going to be? And it's going to be about educating these kids and training these kids and actually, you know, selfishly growing our industry. You know, how are we, in the next 10 years nationwide, we're going to add over 1 million jobs to our industry. Well, where are they going to come from? So selfishly, yeah, we're going to train these kids and we're going to get them interested and we're going to grow our industry. But we've got a scholarship program at the Greater Dallas Restaurant Association, and last year we awarded over $80,000 in scholarships, $80,000 just from the Dallas area alone. And these are kids that are going to Culinary Institute of America, to the Cordon Bleu, or to El Centro Community College, which is Dallas County Community College. They have a fantastic culinary program. Or to the Collin County Community College, which is another community college in our area, which has an amazing culinary program. So we've got kids that say, the only way I can get to school after high school is through a scholarship. And we're giving them the funds needed to go to these community college to get like a 2-year associate's degree and then helping them figure out how to find additional funds, you know, to go on to 4-year schools if they want.
Yeah. And these kids can, the boys and girls in the programs that are offered, they can be, is it a certain age? You know, are they sophomores or no, it can be any age, the curriculum that's offered.
You know, it's our program is structured as a 2-year program. So essentially it's juniors and seniors. But
mm-hmm.
what's happening at the high school level is freshmen are coming in. They decide that they want to go into this program and they take introductory courses that are taught, you know, by the teachers. So they're being trained in sanitation certification. They're getting that certification right away, which is, even in the restaurants, restaurant owners are looking for people that have that certification. So they're getting all that. And then when they get to the junior and senior level is when they're running, like a lot of our high schools have student-run cafes. These are true restaurants that are being run inside the high schools by the students. I mean, they are making items from scratch. They serve teachers. The community comes. They can't serve students because of state law or, you know, probably a national law. But the community will come. I always tell people it's the best $5 lunch you'll ever find in whatever city, you know, you're in. And these are real restaurants. So these kids are learning how to run a restaurant.
Wow. So, so for example, for people listening to us, and we know there are probably some really amazing stories around the country, too, but in the Dallas area, there's a bistro at Allen High School, so we could all go into that bistro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I have to do it now.
And it's great for the communities there because the communities all of a sudden see what the school district is doing, what the schools are doing, and it just helps create that great energy and that great buzz. And then suddenly these programs are doing catering for the high school football games and for the booster clubs. And I mean, it's really amazing. It blows your socks off.
Yeah. On the mentoring side, are there some famous chefs that are taking some of these kids under their wings or some groups, some various restaurants that are involved in that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we have restaurateurs and chefs from all walks of life that are mentoring the kids and the teachers. We had a group of teachers here a few years ago that had a conference, and Kent Rathman, who's a very famous chef in Dallas, you know, helped them. So many of the chefs want to get involved because they're just thrilled to see what these kids are doing and what they're capable of doing. We have, you know, our competition. We do a regional competition in February. Well, just in our region alone, we're going to have 22 culinary teams competing to go on to the state level. And so we're going to have like 40 judges, and they're all chefs. You know, they're going to be judging these kids from knife skills to how they debone a chicken, all the way up to how they, you know, put their menu together, how they do their food cost, and then what it tastes like. I mean, you know, these kids, Iron Chef has nothing on these kids. Really amazing.
I love that. And so I bet you the competition, as you're saying that, is pretty heady as we mentioned, all the schools to try to narrow that down and then statewide. And then do they go on to nationals, right?
Yeah, they go on to a national competition, which this year is in 2012 is in Baltimore, Maryland, and that's sponsored by the National Restaurant Association. So at the local level, we've got our kids, winners go to the Texas Restaurant Association, you know, state competition. Last year, the two teams that won state competition were from my chapter, so we were very proud of that. They went on to nationals. So it's a big deal, and there's a lot of scholarship opportunities even at the national level, you know, available for those kids. So they're motivated, obviously, just by the competition and how it makes them feel. I mean, their parents and their families are there. They're just rooting them on. But there are scholarship opportunities available at the state and national levels. So that's a big deal, too.
Yeah. What a great program. And for people listening to us outside of Texas, look for ProStart and, you know, Google it and find some places in your area. Like Tracy's saying, I'm sure there's chefs all over the place. Some of these kids are cooking up some good stuff, better than probably some of the chefs on the Food Network, maybe. I don't know. You never know. Yeah, they got to start somewhere. I'm going to go check it out. All right, Tracy Evers, Greater Dallas Restaurant Association. What a fascinating story, and we're going to follow up with you and find out what happens in these competitions. Thanks for coming on the show.